재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean Keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at our 기사 제목 for today 정은경 마지막 인사는 수어로 덕분에 전은경 leaving last goodbye in sign language states thanks to you. Well, let's take a look at the news today.
Corona 19 유행 국면에서 방역 정책을 이끌 정은경 질병관리청장이 17일 퇴임했습니다. 정 청장은 2017년 7월부터 질병관리본부장을 맡아 4년 10개월 동안 방역수장으로 있었는데요. 정 청장은 질병청의 전신인 국립보건원에서 역학담 당관으로 1998년 5월 공직생활을 시작해 이날 24년 만에 질병청을 떠났습니다. 이날 충북 청주시 질병관리청에서 직원들과 가진 비공개 이임식에서 정 청장은 코로나19 유행 극복과 질병관리 발전에 기여해 커다란 보람이자 영광이었다고 소회를 밝혔습니다. 정 청장은 또 국민 여러분께서 방역당국을 믿고 협조해 주시고 의료인, 지방자치단체, 공무원분들께서 헌신해 주셔서 코로나 위기를 극복해 올 수 있었다고 했습니다. 이 자리에서 정 청장과 직원들은 눈물을 보인 것으로 알려졌습니다. 이임식 직후 정 청장은 2시간에 걸쳐 질병청 내 사무실을 모두 방문해 직원들을 격려했습니다. 특히 중앙방역대책본부 업무를 겸임한 직원들에게 문제가 생길 때마다 제대로 대응해줘서 고맙다. 밤샘 근무하느라 고생이 많았다 등의 인사를 전했습니다. 한 방대본 간부는 중요한 브리핑을 앞두고는 보도자료 최종본까지 직접 고치던 분이라고 말했습니다. 다른 방대본 간부는 힘든 일에도 짜증 한번 내지 않으며 일하셨다고 말했습니다. 직원들과 인사를 마친 정 청장은 질병청 건물 앞에서 간부들과 기념 촬영을 했습니다. 정 청장의 제안으로 덕분에 수어를 하고 사진을 찍었습니다. 실외 마스크 착용 의무가 해제된 만큼 잠시 마스크를 벗고 사진을 찍자는 제안도 나왔으나 정 청장이 그래도 끝까지 마스크를 쓰는 것으로 하자며 완곡히 거절했다고 전해졌습니다.
Speaking of words of affirmations, Director Chung Eun-kyung of the head of the Korea Centers of Disease Control had retired on the 17th and, of course, affirmed his colleagues for their hard work. Well, in any case, let's take a look at some key terms and expressions from our news clip today.
수어로 덕분에 라고 인사를 했다고 하는데요. What is 수어?
So 한국어, 영어, we know the 어 as language.
수어 means sign language, or literal translation would mean hand language.
Importance of sign language came to the surface and was amplified during the pandemic era since we can't see the mouth of the person talking with the masks on. And so he was able to say thanks to you as he said his last goodbye before he retired.
So 국면, so this is going on in the midst of 코로나19 유행 국면에서,
which means the phase or the situation, the 국면, or, you know, chapter of the book, if you look at the life in the way you read the book.
이제 수장이 나오는데요. 수장 is the head of the institution or organization or even the state.
And so that's who Chung Eun-kyung was, the head of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So there he stated his 이임식, his farewell ceremony. And there he 소회를 밝히다. 소회 is a very formal word. We don't get to see much during our daily lives, but it means one's cherished intentions or impressions. 밝히다 means to express. So it would mean expressing cherished emotions and thoughts. Later on, we see the term 겸임. There isn't also a really directly translated term for this, but it would mean when someone takes more than one role, casually being said as wearing multiple hats, you know, jack of all trades, so to say, which hat here refers to positions, of course.
밤샘 근무하느라 고생이 많았다라고 말씀드렸는데요.
밤샘 근무. It's an all-nighter. If you pull an all-nighter studying, it would be 밤샘 공부. But working, it is 밤샘 근무. So 샘 is kind of to stay up. 밤 is night. 근무, obviously, is to work, to labor. And then again, at the way end, lots of people said, why not? Why don't we take our masks off for a photo? But he said,
그래도 끝까지 마스크를 쓰는 것으로 하자. 왕곡히 거절했다고 전했는데요. 왕곡히 means euphemistically. It's a euphemism saying politely refused to take off his mask till the end.
So let's take a look at the full translation. Chung Eun-kyung, head of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who led the quarantine policy in the face of COVID-19 pandemic, retired on the 17th. Director Jung has been the head of the KCDC since 2017 and has been the head of quarantine for 4 years and 10 months. Director Jung started her public service in May 1998 and as an epidemiological officer at the National Institute of Health, the predecessor of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and left the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for the first time in 24 years. At a closed-door resignation ceremony with employees at the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Cheongju, Chung said, it was a great reward and a great honor to contribute to overcoming the COVID-19 epidemic and developing disease management. Director Jung also said, we were able to overcome the COVID-19 crisis thanks to the people's trust and cooperation with the quarantine authorities and the dedication of medical personnel, local governments, and public officials. Director Jung and her staff reportedly showed tears at the meeting. Immediately after the ceremony, Director Jung visited all the offices of the KCDC over 2 hours to encourage employees. In particular, she said to the employees who worked at the Center Disease Control Headquarters, the CDC, thank you for responding properly whenever there was a problem. You had a hard time working all night. An official of the Central Disease Control Headquarters said she was the one who fixed the final version of the press release before the important briefing. Another Central Disease Control Headquarters official said she worked without getting annoyed even when she was struggling. After greeting the employees, Jung took a commemorative photo with executives in front of the KCDC building. At Jung's suggestions, she made sign language and took pictures. As the obligation to wear an outdoor mask has been lifted, some suggested taking off the mask for a while and take a picture. But Director Jung reportedly refused and politely said, let's still wear the mask until the end. I'll take a quick song break. Here is Il Divo, Hero.